Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
The line with me right now, a very interesting fellow, Sandy Fraser, introduced me to him. His name is Judd. Judd, you are down in Los Angeles, and I've got a question for you. You co-founded a site called Bullet Point Nation. Been around quite some time. Your co-founder is a fellow by the name of Michael Lofton. Michael, if I'm not mistaken, is involved with Fox News. Tell me a little bit about why you guys came together and why you went from a very typical liberal college student to a conservative host.
You bet. Thank you so much for having us. First of all, thank you, sir. A passion for America. A passion for America is what drives the mission of VPN. So our website, Bullet Point Nation, has a show from Michael Loftus and I. Michael Loftus is on Fox. He also has the Loftus channel. He's been around for many, many years as one of the rare conservative comics, and he's also a Hollywood writer. And, you know, he made a decision a long time ago that his principles were more important than appeasing Hollywood, and he's been successful anyway. He's been doing it for a long time. So I started, I was also in the industry for about 17 years. I went into finance, and then about 6 or 7 years ago, I entered back into conservative entertainment. So we started doing Politicon. Michael and I had worked together back there. We started doing comedy again. We did a couple different shows, a couple different pilots, and then finally we came together. And VPN is, in a world of fake news, fake facts, alternative information, what are the bullet points for the news today? And we do it in like a 90-second format where we have to answer and get right to cut to the meat of the situation, and then we have to go to the next one, kind of like Pardon the Interruption meets like a Gutfield show. So we created that to empower people to get to what really matters, because there's so much disinformation right now, and it's also fun. You got to have a laugh. I mean, especially when things have gone this crazy. We have a second show there called Talking Smack as well, which I'm doing with the old, with the prior Fox host Rob Nelson, which we call the anti-show, where we actually talk about food and politics. You know, my book, 13 and a Half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal and How to Enlighten Others, from Newsmax and Humanix, is available there as well, as well as other conservative people. So we're trying to get people into a conversation where they can have a little bit of fun, but get to the most important things you're not hearing on the mainstream news.
Got a question for you right now. Where do you think our nation is going to go, just personally speaking? Now, right now, we've got about as liberal as an executive branch as we could possibly have with Kamala Harris, et cetera, Joe Biden, and the rest. Where do you think we're going to evolve? What are we going to evolve into during this next administration, Judd?
The Democrats had no platform. They still have no platform. They had to steal the election, and they had to destroy wealth through COVID to get control, if they get control. I'm standing on the chance that they may not through Article 2 and the 14th Amendment if necessary. But if they do come into place, I mean, look, I think we're headed down the same road that they've been selling us, defunding the police, cancel culture, identity politics, using minorities for votes via divisive critical race theory, and moving towards socialism. I think what the good thing is, I think we build up enough strength economically, and I see that, you know, that's your background as well, that, you know, the system does correct. The system does roll back and forth. We pulled back so many legislation and regulations. You know, as long as we get in control next time, which I think we will. I think we will. If the voting system is not contaminated, you know, America will sustain. Americans will just make more money and push harder to stay ahead of this move toward progressive socialism.
You know, I had an interesting item on the Seattle News last night. We live about 2 hours north of Seattle, Judd, and we want to keep abreast of what's going on in the city. Both my wife and I are born and raised, I guess I should say, in Seattle. We are very, very disappointed with what happened in that city. Very definitely going socialistic. A number of the members of the Seattle Police Department have left the Seattle Police Department and moved over to the Spokane Police Department. Spokane being a very conservative city in eastern Washington, the mayor of Seattle, Jenny Durkan, has announced that she is not running for re-election, which I think is an interesting sign. I think Jenny is probably showing a bit of class by doing that. And the reason I say that, Judd, is that I think she realizes the, I don't want to use the word as strong as atrocity, but I would use the word as strong as major mistake that Seattle leaders are making right now in terms of allowing the anarchists to basically take over a portion of that city. I will be very interested personally in seeing just how that shakes out. How's it going in Los Angeles right now? I know that your lead political leaders in LA are, to say that they are pretty liberal, I think is the understatement of the day. You got an opinion on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, LA's brutally shut down, and people are rebelling because we're so sick of seeing the elites not comply to their own restrictions. Mm-hmm. Eric Garcetti's statement of the year, I've never heard this is American. We will hunt down the 1% and we will make them comply. Real men don't wear masks. I mean, the guy is such a, I actually led a Open LA Now rally. We had a couple hundred cars. I don't know if it did any good, but we drove around his house, let him know how discontent we were. I mean, look, I got my fourth cold. I've been tested for COVID four times. I've never got this disease. I mean, if you look at the CDC, if you look at the average deaths in the last 4 years, it's 2.8 million, give or take a couple hundred thousand. I mean, they have completely shut down the economy in order to win politically. So, we're very concerned about it. I mean, it's interesting how, you know, the rioters don't burn down marijuana stores and liquor stores in LA, only places they could get a job.
Right.
I mean, it's just, there's so much hypocrisy going on. I really hope that, I think it's going to happen. I think the Pineapple Express, that one, or Pineapple Grill, that one woman standing up against the film industry was a good sign. I think Chad Bianchi of the, Bianco of Riverside saying he's not going to comply to the rules. I mean, we're starting to get the rumblings of some pushback, but I think their political careers are probably going to be saved by a vaccine anyway.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I got to tell you, I was out with my wife last night, and we were talking with a group of people who are also very, very interested in the future of our country. They're very concerned about anarchism. They're very concerned about the growth of socialism. And the opinion that came out that I thought was very interesting, we've only got about a minute left here, maybe 2 minutes. They felt the election was, if anything, more a protest against Donald Trump as a person. I think Donald Trump personally had all of the right ideas. I went on the air to 4.25 million people, Judd, about 2 years ago, and I said the only problem with Donald Trump is that he is not a very conciliatory person, and I think in America, the president of arguably the strongest country in the world needs to be a bit more conciliatory. Do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah, buy our book, because our chapter on Trump was a pleasure to make. It's one of our longest chapters because he had like 375 notable achievements. He's one of the most effective dynamic presidents of our time.
He's done an excellent job. There's no question about that. I mean, look at the results in the Middle East. Absolutely the first president who has ever accomplished something like that. And I have to tell you, I applaud, number one, not his efforts, but his results. You don't need to talk about his efforts. His efforts are huge. His results are also great, in my opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, we have posted information on a very, very interesting site, Bullet Point Nations. Take a look at it. We will hope to get Judd back on the show, he and his partner, Michael Lofton.
What you and Michael is doing is really great work. We're all in this together. We have to keep people informed as to what is happening in our society. I want you guys to keep up the good work. We get to give you all the visibility that we can. Help us out by providing additional information to our show, and we're happy to do the same for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report. Hey, welcome into KER Report, the KER Report. I've got two segments left to go here. I'm going to devote these two segments pretty much to our listeners. I want to tell you what we're going to start doing. I want to get some input from you folks about how we can improve this. And I want you to know this, the next two segments that I'm doing with Dr. Charles happened to be very, very important to me, and here's why. I want to make our site better. I've always tried to be original and to add value to KER Politics, the KER Report. We all know what's going on in America today, and simply repeating the negative events is totally useless. I mean, come on. We all know what's going on in Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, L.A. Why should we continue to talk about that? We can continue to talk about that in the sense where it's beneficial to all of our listeners. Providing feedback from all of your comments which relate to current events is certainly both thought-provoking and valuable to our radio listeners, of which there are about 4.25 million. They are valuable particularly when they're combined with the comments of expert guests like the members of the Mises Institute, best-selling authors like Jerome Corsi, David Horowitz, people from the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity, military intelligence personnel like Jim McKinney, and also very definitely when they're combined with people like Dr. Chuck, who I'm chatting with right now. We are an interactive site, and we're asking that all contributors, all of you guys out there, come on, you are very, very bright people. We've all learned an awful lot from you. Some of your comments make people angry, but the fact of the matter is your comments are very thought-provoking. What I'm asking you guys to do is to help us become a better interactive site. I'm asking that all of you, in addition to your great comments, provide topics of the discussion of which would provide education and value to others. What Chuck and I are going to deal with here for the rest of this segment and for the first segment of the second half of the KER Report is we're going to deal with the fallout of what is going on right now. I want to talk about that first by having Chuck introduce what we feel is going on right now and is incredibly detrimental to the American public. Somebody is winning a war against us because of an attitude that is now very, very prevalent in the United States. Want to talk a little bit about depression, Chuck?
Yeah, thanks, Al. So, you know, there's something that's even probably more contagious than the pandemic we're experiencing, and that's anxiety and depression. A lot of new studies coming out. There's a study that shows that about 63% of the population are experiencing more severe bouts of anxiety, depression, panic attacks. We're even seeing an increase in suicides with the pandemic. And I think it's related to two things. You know, first of all is the kind of the quarantine and the social isolation. You know, I think, Al, we're geared, you know, to relate to other people. You know, the human touch goes so far. And so I think the quarantine is having some dramatic effects on that. You know, some of those things we can't really help. The other thing, though, is that a lot of people are having difficulty accessing their doctor. In some cases, you know, their counselor or whatever. They're even having problems with access to drugs. You know, it's a lot harder to get medications when you can't schedule an appointment with your physician. And, you know, as a doctor, I know that, you know, there's – you know, a Zoom meeting pales in comparison to being able to look a patient in the eye and touch them. I mean, there's something that passes when we really, you know, encounter each other, you know, face to face. And so I think there's a lot of things that are missing right now in the pandemic. And so it's a real challenge.
Well, let me tell you something. It's something that happened to me just on Thursday. I had a virtual meeting set up with a medical professional. He guaranteed me, receptionist guaranteed me, that we would have a virtual meeting at 5 p.m. my time. I totally turned my day around so that I could make that meeting because it was a very important one to me. I left another meeting early yesterday so I could be ready for the meeting with this idiot. And you know what happened? He never called. He never called. He never called to apologize. He never called to say that he wouldn't be able to make it at 5 o'clock. And let me tell you what I'm going to do. I can be a very vindictive person when I'm hurt, and that really hurt my feelings. I'm going to call my insurance provider that was taking care of this particular situation in terms of reimbursement, and I'm going to report this idiot, because you just can't. If you take the responsibility, for example, that Dr. Chuck has of playing a pivotal role in people's lives in this very, very trying time that we're involved in, and then you don't take the responsibility of fulfilling your agreement, that makes me very, very angry. And Chuck, that's very commonplace in our society today.
It is. Can I tell you a funny story, kind of a different side to that? I once had a patient that I took care of, and I got this bill from this auto parts store from a faraway town, and I kept getting the bills, and so finally I called, and it was this patient. He says, "Yeah, Doc, I had to wait 2 hours in your waiting room." So he charged me for his lost time. Well, the guy ended up, he didn't follow up for his scope, and so I returned the bill to him as a joke, you know, but yeah, it's a real thing. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's hard to be on the other side of that and just realize that, you know, you like you said, you rearrange your schedule, you know, and then, you know, who knows what happened on the other side. I'll tell you, Al, I'm facing some, you know, I had to face some real separation anxiety. And I think I had experienced the other side of what it was like and what people are experiencing with COVID. You know, my wife had surgery this week, and I had to let her go into the hospital and be, you know, there in the hospital, have surgery, never even really met the surgeon, you know. And so it was a crazy experience for me, just, you know, that separation anxiety, you know, not knowing what was going to happen in the hospital, whether they were going to take care of her. Because I'll tell you, and hospitals are scary now because, you know, the focus has moved, you know, from patient care more to, you know, the computer and the electronic medical records. And so sometimes patients aren't really, you know, served the way they should be. So it was a real anxiety provoking experience for me because, you know, I'm usually on the other side of that. So, I'll tell you, it's something I think that people are experiencing in a lot of different ways. You know, people are quarantined now. They're, you know, we're having these issues and concerns about should we get together for the holidays, you know, all of these things. I think they're causing separation anxiety. So, you know, go ahead, Al.
Yeah, we're going to take a real quick break. You've got a commercial break coming up here in about 13 seconds. So let me just make the bridge that where we'll start after the commercial break, and that is I want you guys to listen very carefully to what Dr. Chuck has to say and then add your comments to elaborate on what he's saying. Be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
You USA Radio News.
House leaders briefed on California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell's ties to a suspected Chinese spy. The FBI yesterday briefing Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. No comment from Pelosi after the meeting on Swalwell's future on the House Intelligence Committee. McCarthy wants Swalwell removed. That meeting, part of a busy day on Capitol Hill, lawmakers also helping avoid a shutdown. President Trump last night signs a bill funding the government for two more days. This buys lawmakers time to work on a COVID relief bill. One sticking point, stimulus checks. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson among those opposing $1,200 stimulus checks.
To spend another $275 billion, send it up to 115 million households, when we are currently at about 9 million jobs less than we were in a record economy before the COVID recession.
House leaders hoping for a vote Sunday afternoon. This is USA Radio News. California, among the states seeing the largest COVID spikes, the state setting new death records Wednesday and Thursday. Dr. Ron Borger tells CNN if this continues, doctors will have to make gut-wrenching decisions.
If things don't change, we're going to probably be rationing care, and that's something that's very concerning.
Hospitalizations in California doubling since December 1st. While COVID relief is in sight thanks to the vaccine, it will be a while before we see case numbers come down. University of Washington Dr. Chris Murray tells CNN he expects 60,000 more deaths in the U.S. by April 1st.
It takes time to deliver the vaccine. You know, it takes 8 or 9 days before it starts to have much of an effect on those who are vaccinated. You take all that into account, we don't expect to see a major dent on the daily death rate from vaccination until sometime in February.
Dr. Murray says it's very important that we be careful for the next 6 to 8 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
You know, this is a very appropriate time for me to say, after a commercial break, please, if you're in a town that does broadcast our show via either an AM or an FM station, please do support the sponsors. Big Al gets zero from that, and Big Al doesn't care. I'm just trying to do what I can to help society a little bit. Dr. Chuck, finish your story about the situation with your wife, would you? Separation anxiety.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
don't necessarily lean into the mouthpiece of your telephone.
Okay, you know, for me, it was such a the tables were turned. I mean, I'm usually the physician, and I'll tell you, as a physician working in hospitals with COVID, a lot of times we don't meet the family. You know, I have to go out in the parking lot and try to find families or call them on the cell phone. They're rarely around because of the new restrictions and stuff. So being on the other side of that, I got to experience what families are experiencing. I'll tell you, it was crazy. It was really, you know, an anxiety provoking kind of experience. You know, thinking about that, you know, and thinking about just across the table, the things that we're, you know, that we're facing, I just want to encourage people, you know, to really kind of begin to focus in on things that are going to, you know, they're going to keep them going. I think we need to limit the amount of media that we're hearing these days. I mean, you know, In fact, I heard a media where someone took the vaccine and had a stroke, and it was recorded and stuff. And we really need to kind of, you know, the media loves to focus on the exceptions and focus on the things that make us stressed and worried and anxious. And so limiting the amount of media, I think, is going to be really beneficial to lowering those stress levels. I think, too, you know, we can actually turn it around, and we can use the technology that will help us to be able to, you know, to interact with people. FaceTime, all of the Zoom meetings, all those things if we can't get together with people. I mean, I think those are going to be things that we're going to, you know, they're going to really, really benefit and help us to be able to connect with people. And even realizing, too, I mean, for me, there's a spiritual aspect. You know, when I focus on the absolutes of my faith, you know, I realize that even though we may be isolated in this time, we're not alone. There's a purpose for us being alone, you know, and we can make the best of that time. You know, being isolated has some positive benefits. We can stop and we can write letters. We can spend more time in meditation and spend more time in prayer. We can spend more time, you know, praying for our family and things. And so I think there's some benefits that we can really focus on in those times when we're experiencing separation anxiety.
You know, I think there is, too. I want to stress one thing at this point, because I want to stress it for one individual in particular on our side, and that would be Larry. Larry, I know that you're Jewish. I would assume that you practice your faith. What we are talking about here in terms of non-secular issues, it's totally, totally irrelevant whether you are a member of the Jewish faith or whether you are a member of the Christian faith. Got all the time in the world for you, Larry, as does Dr. Chuck. Please keep your comments coming. Chuck, didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to throw that in because I feel very close to many of the members on our blog, and Larry happens to be one of them, sir.
Well, you know, as you mentioned earlier, I mean, sometimes Larry's comments really make me think about things. Actually, Larry shared some links about, you know, the COVID vaccine that I looked at, and it really kind of made me think about my stance on the vaccine. So, yeah, keep the comments coming.
You bet. There's no question about that. I want to stress the fact that I want to ask your opinion on the concept of Chuck and I taking one segment of the KER report and devoting it to non-secular issues in the future. What are your comments about that? We are not necessarily, as they say, Bible thumping. All we're doing is, we'd like to do is provide some of our experiences and how they have helped us. Let us know what you guys think. Let's not get angry, et cetera, et cetera. Let's look about helping all of us, whether you are a listener on one of the couple dozen stations, not couple dozen, on one of the more than two dozen AM FM stations, or whether you listen to the podcast. Try to keep an open mind and give Big Al your honest opinion on doing that for one segment. Chuck, you want to continue?
Yeah, along with that, you know, one of the problems in our culture today is there are so many things that are emotionally driven that we really stopped and we really haven't listened to each other. Even with people with different worldviews, you know, I think that ability to be able to listen to each other and to hear the other side of what someone's saying is so vital now, because, you know, nowadays, you know, when you pick up the media and listen to things so often, you know, everyone's talking, but no one's listening. And so, you know, we want to be respective of other people's worldviews and also listen to what people have to say, you know, but yet at the same time be able to express, you know, our own opinions and our own thoughts about things.
You guys are way, way too intelligent, way too well-informed, and I'm speaking right now to the listeners who are part of our blog, which is very, very active. We have way, way over, I would have to say, 500 comments a week, and I find the blog to be incredibly useful, incredibly educational. I would have to say that increasing the interactivity of our website, I think is going to be, I don't think, I know it's going to be very beneficial for me, and I have to believe I'm just, you know, I'm just a normal individual. So if it's going to be beneficial to this normal individual, it's going to be beneficial to all of our listeners. Chuck, what I would like you to do, just for the remaining time, we've got about, what is it, less than 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes left. How has your faith helped you, Chuck?
Well, so, for example, one of the things, you know, about this anxiety that we're facing is it really made me think about, you know, for example, the story before Jesus, you know, was crucified, and how the disciples, he was telling the disciples he was going to go and he was going to be crucified, and they were experiencing separation anxiety. You know, they really, like, you know, Thomas began to ask Jesus, where are you going? And so they were experiencing all these things, and Jesus began to remind them that the separation was, in a sense, a good thing. I mean, that separation was an opportunity for them to actually begin to understand some, you know, some deeper spiritual truths than they would have ever have recognized if Jesus had never left them. And so for me and my faith, you know, thinking about the aspect of that, that, you know, that there can be a positive side to separation if we begin to plug into that and understand, you know, the benefits of that. So that's where what I'm trying to learn in this time, you know, is my wife's been sick and she's been separated from us.
From your family, yeah. Very, very much so. She has been, and you've been a real yeoman, I think, with the support that you and your kids, who are still living at home, have given her. You still there, Chuck?
Yep, still here.
Continue on. We got a minute to close.
So, you know, I would just encourage people, you know, to take a step back, limit their media. I think, you know, try to engage with people, write letters. You know, we've talked about the benefits of journaling, how that helps us to express our emotions. You know, prayer, all those things can make a difference. And then realize it also that this is just for a season, especially the pandemic and the isolation that some people are feeling. You know, that, you know, irregardless of how you feel about a vaccine, there's a lot of people that are going to take the vaccine.
10 seconds,
and, you know, we're going to see that this is only going to last for a short time.
That's true. It's going to last for a short time, and let's hope that the fallout is not that great. I am very concerned about it, though. Going to be right back. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here to wrap up KER Politics, I have one of my favorite and most knowledgeable guests on the line right now, John Kay. You sent me an email saying that I gave you some advice. I want to stress it wasn't advice, it was an opinion, at a show where we ran into each other maybe about 9 or 10 years ago. And the advice that I gave, I said, not what I want you to do, but what I'm doing is I'm putting about 10% of my capital, total capital, into gold and gold-related investment. You sent me a special email. I'm responding to that email right now, sir. You said that since that time, you have done the same thing, and you are happy. Apparently, an acquaintance or friend of yours, close friend, I'm not really sure of yours, has asked if that advice still holds today. Remember, this is not financial advice. This is just simply what I used to do. I don't do it anymore because I've gotten too old. But I have Doc Postma, Richard Postma, on the line right now. Doc, given where we are economically today, you're washing dishes, sir, aren't you?
I just finished up.
Given where we are politically and economically today, are you still holding to the adage of 10% of your capital is going into gold and gold-related investments? And if so, why?
Well, I have to confess, Al, I don't. And what I've done is I'm old enough to remember the 1970s. And early 1980s, and back then I watched what gold did, and I actually bought Krugerrands back then, but I used to go with the usual Wall Street dictum of having maybe 2 to 5% of your assets in gold. But when I went through that experience and I realized that when Nixon took us off the gold standard in the 1970s, that we were going to see a whole new world. And so over time, I slowly increased my position in precious metals, and that's actually the metals themselves, especially gold. And I did it in palladium as well, and some platinum and silver. And I also started to purchase some of the precious metal stocks, not as much back then. But over the years, as we watched the Federal Reserve in the 1990s keep interest rates very low, and there's not a recession that Greenspan liked. And so every time we had the sniff of the recession, he would drop rates, and everybody thought he was the maestro for keeping the markets going that long. But it was an unbelievable mistake for him to do that. And having recognized that over the years, I've actually increased my exposure not only to gold but to precious metal stocks. I no longer am in the 2-5% or even the 10%, but taking care of my own portfolio, I'm probably 70-80% in the precious metals, especially gold, silver, and the stocks.
Let me back up just a second. So you're saying right now 70-80% in precious metals. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm doing that, Al, for a number of reasons, because we are now at the point where our debt is such, and our debt to GDP ratio has risen to 125%. There's no more turning back here anymore. There's no chance of a balanced budget. All that they can do now is keep interest rates low and print a whole lot more money. The other reason is, if you look at the gold to monetary base ratio, we're at an all-time low. We are lower than we were in the 1970s and in the year 2000 when gold was low. That ratio is the lowest on record. And we have a lot of catching up to do with the gold price compared to the amount of money that's sitting in banks and everywhere else in this world. And that's why my exposure has gone higher than it ever has, because there is no good ending any longer to what we're seeing.
No, I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. But I want to say one thing. I was a little taken aback when at the beginning of the show, and I didn't say anything, you said, no, I'm not in 10% anymore. I got to be honest. So you're in way over 10%. I find that to be interesting, but I have to stress one thing at this point. This is very definitely, John, not investment advice. We are not registered investment advisors. This is simply what Doc is doing personally, sir. You want to continue, Doc? I mean, yeah, our economy is, something major is going to happen with the new administration and everything else. And what I would have to say is, I personally, if I were to be active in the market again, I would be doing exactly the same thing, because I know enough about economics to realize that this, I'm not even sure what to call it, economic stew that we are involved in right now, and I think we'll continue to be involved in terms of a total apparent lack of economic essentials. Lack cannot continue. If I were a bit younger, I'm just set right now where I'm at, and I'm pretty happy about that, and I don't really want to change anything. That's the only reason that I'm getting more and more involved in gold. If that were the case, I would not. Now, I'm thinking very seriously about getting back into this thing. You know, I do have a couple of bucks that I could invest in precious metals and precious metals related investments. And I would have to say, I will let you folks know in the future if I decide to do that. There is a chance that I will do that after the first of the year. I want to wait and see how this administration is going to play out. And I want to say the first group of people who I will explain exactly what I personally am doing, not give advice to them, but just what Big Al is doing, will be you folks. I'm thinking very seriously about it. Doc, would you like to continue? We got about 3 minutes, sir.
Yeah, I'm not recommending that anybody follow what I do. You have to understand, Al, I've been following markets for years.
Yes, sir.
And very intensely. And I'm not recommending that the average person or anybody else do this, but I'm doing this based on I have years of experience in this, and I can get out at any time I want if I see warning flags, technically. But that's the reason I am so aggressive, because especially with that monetary-based gold ratio, if we get any type of increase in inflation or see velocity of money really taking off, especially with people talking about modern monetary theory, which is nothing new. They just give it a new name, but all it is more printing of money and possibly money directly to the consumer. We will have to see, but we're getting to that point where that's the only option they have left. Unless the whole globe gets together and starts to talk about a different economic type of reset, as far as exchange rates and a new standard as far as what currencies are going to relate to.
And that is a very definite possibility. I want to say one thing. One of the reasons that I am getting very, very serious about making the move that I just discussed about doing some perhaps more investing in metals is because I am very, very disappointed with what's going on politically. I have lost some serious friendships.
Hey, I want to ask a favor of you folks out there. I've always tried to be original and to add value to KER politics. We all know what's going on in America today, and just repeating the negative events is really useless and depressing. Providing free feedback from your comments which relate to current events is certainly both thought-provoking and valuable to listeners. Combined with the comments of expert guests like the members of the Mises Institute, best-selling authors like Jerome Corsi and David Horowitz, and people from the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity, and military intelligence personnel like Jim McKinney, it really adds value, including your comments. We're an interactive site, and we're asking that all contributors provide topics, the discussion of which would provide education and value to others.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise
to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.